I recently received a note from Melody. She shared with me how much she enjoys the content that I choose and how what I write sounds so genuine and seems to strike a chord that connects me to the audience. Oh, thank you, Melody. But let me assure you of one thing. I don't choose the meditation topic. It's almost like it chooses me, and each is genuine, out of my own journal, my own life, and personal time in contemplative prayer and meditation. Well, this meditation of ours, now from Habakkuk chapter 3, is particularly close to my heart, even as I'm writing it. Remembering to be joyful, especially in the face of personal disappointment. The topic is very genuine for me at this moment. I pray that you understand and that it brings you peace in your own times of discontent. So to begin your meditation, our meditation, may we both find a place to be honest and mindful and genuine with our thoughts. We will be together in this divine refuge for about 15 minutes, a holy retreat to find joy, the joy of your salvation, when disappointment casts a shadow over everything else. But for now, just note your breathing beginning to relax, and your eyes move from open to a dreamy gaze to finally closed. And intentionally become more aware of God, Spirit, and Son present in and around you, their light breaking through the shadows. Continue on now in this time of reflection by responding to this passage from Philippians chapter 4, and as I lead us, respond simply, I long to be joyful in the God of my salvation. May God bless the reading of His Word. Do not be anxious about anything, but I long to be joyful in the God of my salvation. Don't worry, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God and long to be joyful in the God of my salvation. Come to Him in prayer, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I long to be joyful and the God of my salvation. For a moment, let your singular prayer be for joy. Joy in God. Joy in the God of your salvation. Joy in being able to even come into the presence of the God of your salvation. So pray now in joy. Do you feel joyful? Are there times of late you haven't felt joyous and delighted? He knows your answer, so be honest with your reply. Have there been recent times where you felt disappointment and sorrow, the absence of joy? Well, respond to His question. But that is the rub, isn't it? Joy isn't absent. God is the joy. Christ is the embodiment of joy. And the Holy Spirit guides us in joy. So whisper that truth. God is joy. God abides in me. Therefore, joy dwells within me. Whisper it. Encounter joy within. I laugh sometimes when I pray and invite the Holy Spirit into our midst, or pray for God to be glorified. So, clarification, He is in our midst always, and He will always be glorified. And joy does abide in you. It is not absent. So take these next moments to experience it already abiding within you. A few moments now to encounter the indwelling joy of God within. And remember, you are safe here. Stop. Become even more intentionally aware of the joy of God now through your breathing. Take several deep, complete belly breaths. Each full, deep, and slow. One after the other. Breathe in joy with each breath and exhale whatever isn't. Just center on the intake of joy. Be mindful of the inhalation of the joyful Spirit of God. Your mind may drift away from joy to what isn't joyful, and for a moment that's fine. Please don't condemn yourself for your thoughts. They are only thoughts. Give them no weight. Instead, simply take note of the drifting and then use it as a cue to return without effort to your breathing and the indwelling of joy within. Stay here centering on joy for a few more moments. Continue on as you center on the indwelling joyful Spirit of God by listening to this, the first of three divine readings. Listen patiently to this passage, written by the prophet Habakkuk. He knew well what it meant to grapple with let down and regret. So imagine this being a personal note of encouragement from Habakkuk to you through the Holy Spirit. As you listen to Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 through 18, from the New Living Translation. My dear friend, I know this path you walk. In fact, I'm walking it now. But may God's peace be upon you, because even though the fig trees have no blossoms and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, remember to rejoice in the Lord and be joyful in the God of your salvation. What did the Holy Spirit anchor you to in this passage? Where do your thoughts settle? Well, listen once more from Scripture of what you become aware of. Even though the fig trees have no blossoms and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. What did you notice this time? Where your mind came to rest, let that be where you contemplate for this next minute. Thank you. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New King James Version to be a prayer, one of accomplishing the impossible while being shaped and formed by God. Dear Heavenly Father, I long to be joyful in you, the God of my salvation. So even though my flocks may be cut off from the fold or there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in you, Lord. I will discover indwelling joy in you, the God of my salvation. For you, Lord God, are my strength. You will make my feet like deer's feet, and you will make me walk on high hills. I thank you for this truth and pray this in your glorious name. Amen. For the next minute, meditate on these words, these thoughts and images from God. Let them become your prayer now, a prayer to encounter joy. Joy not absent, but a joy that has, is, and will forever exist within you. Listen to this wider passage, but with no agenda other than enjoying his presence. Submit wholly to God now as you listen a third time from the New International Version. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. All thanks to God for the word of the Lord. What did you encounter in this reading? What did you enjoy? Well, reflect on your experience with this passage for another moment. While resting in imaginative contemplation, remain in this passage, but translate Habakkuk's disappointments now to your own. What in your life isn't blooming as you thought it might? What hopes have failed? What relationships lie barren? We'll take this next minute to intentionally turn to joy. The joy that has, is, and will forever exist within you. The simple joy of being able to call God by name. The pure hope and the absolute joy of your salvation that is yours through faith in Christ. Take this minute to rest safe in the divine, joyful indwelling that abides in you always. Discover it and claim it now. Stay here for a while longer, wrapped in the joyful presence of the God of your salvation. Continue to be aware of your breathing as you whisper your centering prayer. I long to be joyful in you, Lord, the God of my salvation. As you become more aware of disappointing moments during your day, well, be mindful of the joy that exists within. And be aware, too, of others you encounter along the way that are suffering their own setbacks and frustrations. Who in your life is in most need of joy? And how might God use you to take their hand and walk them back into the presence of joy that already rests within them? Ponder that. And when you're ready, whether in the bright, hopeful rays of morning sun or the long shadows of a reflective evening, be mindful of moments you feel discontent to then return to the satisfaction of your salvation, for it will be then and there you will encounter the joy of God within you. So let me pray this closing benediction and blessing over you to rejoice in the Lord. Be joyful in the God of your salvation, and may you encounter the hope of Christ within you, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit guiding you, and the abiding presence of the God of your salvation now and forever. Amen.